Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. A passive house requires virtually no heating, which saves a lot of money in the colder areas of the U.S. in the long term. Such a house maximizes heat retention or coolness by its position towards the sun, super thick insulation, an interior space that harbors an unbroken mass of air, efficient placement of water pipes, and other features, reports the New York Times. All this allows it to be big while remaining cool in summer and warm but not stuffy in winter. Because passive houses are substantially more expensive to build than regular ones, the U.S. market remains tiny with only 13 passive structures built so far, compared to 25,000 in Europe. This lack of long-term investment is a costly one. Up to 40% of U.S. national energy goes towards heating or cooling our homes and buildings. This double whammy hits our wallets and our environment as costly climate change. The U.S. needs to support far more rigorous building efficiency standards than current ones, says the director of Passive House Institute U.S., a research firm devoted to passive housing. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.